Hello, listeners. I'm Katie Service, editor of Harrods Magazine, and I'm absolutely delighted to be taking over this episode of our podcast alongside my wonderful colleague, Abigail Gurney-Reed, who is digital fashion features editor here at Harrods. I always think there is no workplace quite like Harrods when it comes to Christmas, and this year I'd like to say we've really outdone ourselves. The Brompton Road has been wrapped in a cashmere embrace for a few weeks now, and our windows have become workshops of wonder. And it's all thanks to the spectacular partnership with Laura Piana. So from exquisite craftsmanship to made in Italy holiday elegance, we're going to take you behind the scenes and tell you a little bit about what it's like to work on the creative side of this project. So pour yourself something sparkling, settle in, and join us to unwrap Christmas at Harrods. Should we start with some introductions, Abby?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so for those listening who I haven't bumped into in the corridors at Knightsbridge, my name's Katie Service, and as I said, I'm the editor of our magazine portfolio here at Harrods. And along with a brilliant team of writers, sub-editors, art directors, and fashion editors, I'm in charge of pulling together our print portfolio of customer magazines. We're kind of tasked with storytelling about all of our brands and all of our amazing brand founders. Before Harrods, I've worked in consumer magazines. I've been at Sunday Times Style and ES Magazine, and I actually came to Harrods as the beauty editorial director. So my background's really in beauty and all things makeup and lipsticks and perfume. Right now, we're kind of busy on the magazine. We've been concepting a new menswear magazine, which is really exciting. And we've also just launched an internal newsletter as a print newspaper called the Basel Street Journal, which is really exciting. Watch this space. Okay, enough about me, Abby. Tell me a little bit about you.
Thank you, Katie. I have been at Harrods now for almost as long as you. Doesn't time fly? My career here began as fashion writer for digital before moving into this editor role about 3 years ago. In a nutshell, I look after content strategy and output for fashion, fine watches and jewellery divisions for Harrods digital channels. So that means .com, email and social media from an owned perspective, and then digital marketing, brand marketing and influencer activity from the earned side of things. It's an incredibly varied role, as you can imagine, but I'm super fortunate to work closely with teams across the business, from content and creative, of course, through to buying, trade, partnerships, marketing, PR. The list really does go on, as it does with you. And we do this across the day-to-day, as well as these bigger brand activities like Laura Piana.
Which I guess brings us to our real topic of today and the reason the store looks quite so spectacular. Did you walk in past it this morning, the facade on Brompton Road?
I did, and what an amazing way to start your morning.
It is so Christmassy. I love it. So it has been such an incredible kind of secret mission, I think, to work on. And I say secret mission because on the magazine, we're often the delivery team that jumps on a project the earliest after kind of partnerships and the more commercial teams. And that's because we've got these really long lead times. You know, it takes a long time to make a print magazine, as you know. We started talking with the brand and our kind of operations teams back in like April or May or something to start putting together how we could visualize this incredible partnership in print, I suppose. And it was clear from the beginning that it was going to be a match made in heaven. I mean, there's such synergy between the two brands. I mean, I think the values that Laura Piana have, which are in kind of like exquisite craftsmanship, working with the best suppliers in the world, heritage, luxury, but also this like modernity and innovation and like coupled with classicism, it really is quite unique. And a lot of those things I think we feel here at Harrods. So I think there's something like 36 windows or something of Harrods that have been transformed. There is like a huge Christmas tree on the facade. Everything lights up. It's all articulated. And I don't know if you saw when the Brompton Road was, the traffic was stopped so they could load a giant moving cog onto the front of the building. It's been all action, all go, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And fun fact, did you know that Christmas tree on the front of the store is actually 17 metres high?
I did not know that. That is a very fun fact.
Isn't that wild? And those cogs were all drilled by hand.
Amazing.
Absolutely incredible.
Well done, the VM and the Windows team.
Well done. Massive, massive props. You've completely outdone yourselves.
Who's going to be next? That's the question.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, we've seen how this has come to life across the store and in the Windows. And I'm curious, how do you go about bringing a partnership like this to life in the magazine?
Well, I suppose first we had to think of a theme and a way to kind of tie it all together. And it quite quickly came to us that this theme needed to be craftsmanship and how that is such a pillar of luxury. And we wanted to give the reader this kind of deep dive into the world of Laura Piana whilst giving them still quite an editorial feel. So firstly, we commissioned our amazing women's wear commissioning editor, Claudia Croft, to tell the story of Laura Piana's kind of 100 years in action. And that really is an amazing story to chart. You know, they started 100 years ago as wool merchants and entrepreneurs in Italy, and they've stealthily and steadily built this brand, which has this reputation for absolute excellence. And I think with a giant crescendo in sort of quiet luxury over the past year or two, it's really just having this most fun, it's seizing the day and having this most fantastic moment. So we're telling that story. We also work with Laura Piana on acquiring some images that they worked on with Alistair McClellan, the amazing photographer. So we have that shoot. We've kind of woven then through lots of pieces on a lot of the kind of more customizable and interactive products, which I know you're going to talk about a little bit, into the pages of the magazines, like the news pages. And then, of course, we had to choose cover star. And we spent a little while going through different names with Laura Piana as to who really could sort of be the best personification of both brands and, of course, our kind of Christmassy moment. And we landed on the absolutely fabulous Kelly Rutherford, who is, you know, Birkin mom, queen of kind of quiet luxury and stealth wealth, and of Gossip Girl fame. She's also super fashion forward at the moment. She's on all of the front rows. She is impeccably well-dressed and a very natural fit for the brand. She's an organic customer of theirs already, and she wears a lot of their bags and their cashmere. And we photographed her at the most wonderful place, which I know you know, Abby, because you were there, called Hatfield Park. And Hatfield Park, if you haven't been, listeners, you must go. It's very historical. It's a stately home in kind of north of London, and it's actually where Elizabeth I grew up. And it's also where they filmed The Favourite with Olivia Colman and Emma Stone. So you'll actually notice from our cover image, it's that very famous hallway that a lot of the scenes from that film are photographed in. It was such an incredible day. She's wearing Laura Piana, sort of exclusive for Harrods collection on the cover, and also on the cover wrap. And you joined us to create some video, didn't you, Abby?
I did. I may, and yes, it really is a spectacular location. I may have snuck off and done some role-playing as a Jacobean princess. That may or may not have happened. We'll never know. But yes, it was an amazing day. And, you know, first and foremost, it is always so impressive and such a privilege to see our production and styling teams working so in sync on a set like that. It really is a testament to kind of everyone's talent. So yes, as you say, I joined to interview Kelly for Harrods Instagram. It's so important when we work with incredible talent and A-listers that we really bring that to life in a 360 way, tailoring that content to each channel to capture and engage each unique audience. And when the stars align and we have that moment, we really see it pay off. The video we ran with Kelly for Instagram is our sixth highest performing post of all time.
Yes, Abby.
Since the dawn of Instagram.
That is a real highlight. Tell me about more highlights of the partnership.
There are almost too many to count, but if we're talking social media alone, we had a viral moment recently with a post that we did for Laura Piana, where we saw a huge ball of Laura Piana yarn rolling its way through the store and ending in the exhibition windows. It was so magical. The storytelling was so brilliant. It was a concept masterminded by one of our incredible stylists, Charlie, and brought to life entirely in-house, which is super, super special. And it had a reach in the multi-millions.
I loved how it kicked off with the green man just knocking the ball of yarn off a countertop. It was so clever. It really just brought it, the two brands together really well.
We love a green man. We love a green man. Elsewhere on digital, we've been developing an interactive game with Laura Piana called The Festive Quest, which will come out this week. I'm so excited it's finally here. So this really came about in response to that question of how do you bring a store activity to life digitally? And what role does digital innovation have to play when a product isn't transactional in the website environment? Our solution was to utilize digital to bring another element of magic to the store experience and encourage footfall. While digital, the Festive Quest is actually an activity that can only be participated in while you're actually in the store. So that's really exciting as well.
So as a customer, how would I activate it?
So the Festive Quest is a treasure hunt. You scan a QR code on window 23 on Brompton Road to begin, and you follow the trail around the Laura Piana windows to find festive icons and symbols. And you might just win a prize while you're doing it.
Pray tell, what's the prize?
It's a surprise! What's so special about it, though, is it really immerses you in the Laura Piana spaces around Harrods. There's so much to see here, as you know, Katie. And so really, I've actually got to ask you, given everything you've seen this season, if you could ask Father Christmas for one thing from Laura Piana, or maybe two, I'll allow you to, what would it be?
I mean, it's not if I could. I am going to be asking Father Christmas for it. But I think, well, I'm a mum of two little girls, and I have really adored seeing the tiny little gorgeous cash fur cuddly toys. But for me, I would ask for the big L52 loom bag, which is like melton cashmere, super beautiful, and it's really big, and I could scoop up all the cuddly toys and put them in the bag and then take them with me.
Glorious.
What about you?
Sounds fab to me. I think, so as someone who is permanently cold, I would definitely have to go for one of their scarves.
Oh, yes.
Their signature scarf. And to make it extra special, I would go and get it personalised. And we're offering that service in the Crescent Windows currently. So I would have a little AGR put on there.
Oh, gorgeous. Very nice.
Katie, how will you be spending Christmas this year?
Oh, I'm getting so excited about it. I always spend Christmas with my family, and we do lots of very British things. Post-lunch walks in kind of the drizzly weather and reading the paper in front of a fire. And we drink quite a lot of sherry, which we call Christmas medicine in my family. We'll do loads of things for the kids as well. So like Christmas lights and prepping the fireplace for Father Christmas and all of those lovely Laura Piana gifts.
That sounds absolutely idyllic. And I am keeping everything crossed for you that you are going to get that loom bag.
What are you doing, Abby?
What am I going to do this Christmas? I am going to rest up, have a little bit of a social media detox, and really enjoy the luxury of quiet time. Oh my goodness, Katie, I can't believe we're almost out of time. I have completely lost track of it, talking all things Harrods Christmas. Thank you so much to everyone who has joined us on this festive journey through the Laura Piana partnership. If you haven't already, do subscribe to the True Tales from Harrods podcast on your favorite app so you won't miss a moment of next year's special episode featuring, drumroll please, another exciting guest. You'll have to tune in to find out. Until then, goodbye for now. And from all of us at Harrods, we wish you a truly magical Christmas. See you next year.